Took for me to get that on in time. I could tell you, but it'd probably be really boring for you. You don't want to hear about dripping water in the studio, coming through the electrical lines, or at the very least, light bulbs on top of turntables and drum kits. Always something. Which is why it's a very good reason to pledge WFMU during our marathon coming up next week, starting Monday. Monday morning, Charlie, Freeform. Marathon starts. And there's never a bad reason to pledge. Only good reasons. And I am up against it right now. podcast listeners out there, you can go to WFMU.org. There'll be a link to make a donation. Really important that podcast listeners get involved, since it is one of the most demanding bits of streaming that we offer here. It's on demand, and it also needs to be backed up. There's bandwidth costs. Well, I don't want to start pitching now, but it is important, and I want to appeal to the podcast listeners directly, because I think we're heading into that portion of the program. We just ended that set with The Pin Group, and that was Columbia off their 7-inch, and I picked it up off the great compilation from Silk Breeze. This was released about 10 years ago, and it was the way that I came to know The Pin Group. And probably during, I don't know, say, the next hour of the show, I'll try to hit another Silk Breeze release here. Curtis Mayfield before that with Beautiful Brother of Mine off Roots. Fela Kuti with Lady from that insanely great series off MCA that came out some time back. I want to say 2000. The Big Box. But this was from the album. This is from the album Shikara. I didn't realize I was talking over such loud bed music there. Sorry, I'm a bit discombobulated with having to turn off lights and hearing dripping water around me. Anyway, The Kinks coming in before that with Big Black Smoke. A B-side from the Dead End Street 7-inch. From the Face-to-Face era. And I grabbed this off the Castle Communications reissue. Fine reissue that that knows the Kinks audience wants to hear mono releases, in my opinion. Well, most of you know my opinion about mono releases from that era. Far superior than the stereo. And Kan Mikame with Nante Idui Uta Nanda off his 1974 record Bang. Some great free folk jazz there. And that, my friends, is how the set list stands right now. In fact, it's how the whole show is bequeathed to you at this moment. And what do I have? Oh, queued up. But Sixes from their new album, Cursed Beast. I seem to be the only one playing this, which is quite a shame. It's off the Interruption Tronics label. And if you wish to go back and see anything else that I've played, check out WFMU.org/playlist/BZ and check that out. You can email me, BZ@WFMU.org. Enough about me. Let's listen to Sixes here. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
depth of perdition.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.